Good morning, beloved. God bless you. And we thank God for what he has done for us today, allowing us to see this new day, the 25th day of the month of May. As we dive right into the devotion today, let us begin with a short prayer. Dear God, we are grateful for life and that it's been given to us abundantly also, Father, because we know you and you know us. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I ask today that you will bless this devotion and that it would, Father, accomplish the purpose for which, Lord, you have called us today. To whoever that comes across it and hears it, Lord, let it fulfill the purpose, I pray thee. Bless everyone today. We ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, and we will dive right into the devotion for this morning. And what the Lord has laid upon my heart is really just still dealing with that gift that he put inside of us, that Holy Spirit, that new life, that new birth. Because oftentimes we forget, and if the devil can do anything really terrible to a believer is to let him forget about what he has, the value of what has been placed inside of him, and to let him lose confidence in the greatest power that ever mankind ever known is the power of God. And the power of his resurrection, which he has placed in us. And the devil will cause you to focus on all kinds of things and not focus on the very important thing that has been placed inside of your vessel, the life you ought to live every day. So God helping us today, we want to look at the image of Christ. The Bible says that we are to be conformed into his image in Romans 8. We read that a few days ago. And that is the purpose of the Holy Spirit, is to gradually mold us and shape us into the image of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And beloved, what is the image of Christ? Let us turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2, and let us read from verse number 3. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Just look out for that word, lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than themselves. Amen. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things. Oh, let's pause there for a second. We are living in an age, in a time where a narcissist, everybody has become so concerned about his own and their own family and their own jobs and their own lives and their investments, their bank accounts, and how much they can get and how high can they study, and they just want to get everything is for them and mine. The Bible says we shouldn't look upon our own things. Amen. We shouldn't just be so focused and tunnel-minded about us. You know, it says the love of many will grow cold because men shall become lovers of themselves. It's all about them and what they can get. It's all about how they can get to that high level position, high level income, high level. That shouldn't be our drive. We will find out here what the image of Christ is. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He came so that all that he was, he could pour into us by serving us. Let's read that verse again. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Beloved, You're talking about Jesus Christ. We ought to be like him, but he came to serve others. He came so that he can minister to and not to be ministered to, but that he will minister to others, to you and me. And he's still ministering to us. He gave us his Holy Spirit, which was himself, so that he can continue to minister to us. But then we become selfish. Oh my, Lord, have mercy on us. Let us read on to verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but, verse 7, made himself of no reputation. He became nothing, so that you and I can become something. Today's day and age, parents and fathers and mothers are not even giving themselves, their lives to their children. They've become so self-centered. Mothers are worrying about themselves and just not even being there for their children. They put the children in front of a television screen so they can focus on something that they are doing. They can worry hours and hours on their hair, and fathers can go out and neglect their families and be gone for hours. Doing what? Just hanging around with some other crowd, leaving their wives and children at home. Where is that servant attitude? Where is the heart of a servant in being a father, in being a mother? Be there. Watch and keep eyes on the children at all times. Don't put that to the charge of a television box or a computer screen or a tablet for the children. But be there for them, sacrificing yourself for the children. He became of no reputation. Today, people are in church and it's all about the position they can get in the church. It's all about how they can get to become somebody in the church. But the character and the image of Jesus Christ is that you become the lowest person. When a mother was asking the Lord Jesus, let my sons sit on the throne with you, one on your left and the other on your right hand side. Jesus replied and he said, that the greatest among you shall become the least, shall serve the other. Sometimes we look at the curse of Ham. He said, cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. You thinking it was a bad curse? No. In that curse came the blessing also, because he was serving. That's the character that Christ took, is to become a servant to the others. What is the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is humility, is meekness, is to deny yourself and to pick up your cross and follow him. The mind of Christ can only be formed in you when that new birth has taken place. Until that new birth comes, you would not be able to live this life. You're going to be focusing on yourself. You cannot become a servant without the new birth. And if it's happened in you, brother, sister, that means the Holy Ghost has taken place. The gift of that eternal life is there. And that life ought to be producing itself in a form of a servitude, by serving others. That's how that gift of life can continue being given. Freely you have received, freely you must give also. What? Give this eternal life gift to somebody else by ministering to them, to their needs. You become a misfit. You become an oddball when this becomes a revelation to you. People will wonder why you serve so much. what has become of this brother? It's the love of God. Behold, I give you a new definition of love, brothers and sisters. Love is God. God is love. And God became man so he can serve us. So therefore, love is a servant. To love is to become a servant. We go to school, we gain all the knowledge of the world. That takes us nowhere, but more into carnality, into materiality, into physical things. But the knowledge of God brings you into the spirit to act like Jesus Christ. The more somebody grows in the spirit, the more of a servant they become. The more they seek out how they can become a servant in the kingdom of heaven. The Bible is full of pointing us to servitude. He says the field are wide and the laborers are few. He's talking about a servant. Whom shall I send? He's talking about a servant. It's all about serving, brothers and sisters. When you lose sight of just going to church, coming home, and you're always receiving from God, and you're not giving anything, you're not serving anyone, you're not in youth ministry, you're not in ministry, you're not even cleaning the church, you're not even mopping, you're not even dusting the cobwebs off the walls. And in your own home, you're not even doing it. How are you serving your children when it comes to the spiritual things? As the spiritual leader of the home, are you serving your family? Are you serving your community, your neighborhood? Some for many years, they have not even knocked on their neighbor's door to say, "Can I cut your grass for you?" Where is the servant? Where is the image of Christ in you? Where is that humble heart? Where is that meekness? Beloved, the only people who need to be served are the sick people. When you go into the hospital, there are people who need help, who need to be served. So when you see somebody in church or in the job or somewhere that they think so highly of themselves, They feel like people ought to be doing things for them all the time. Just remember, those are sick people. They are spiritually sick. They are anemic. They lack blood. They don't have the blood of Jesus Christ in them. And they are anemic. They are sick people. That's why they look always for people to minister to them. Don't worry about them. Yes, they need help because they are sick. But you and I, we ought to be the nurses in the church. We ought to be the doctors. We ought to be the ones that are providing the service to others. Oh, imagine a church where everybody is serving the other. That's the model of the book of Acts, the church that Jesus Christ inaugurated on the day of Pentecost was a church of servitude, a church that served one another. Go out there today on your job. Let this character, this mind which was in Christ, be in you. The Bible says in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 7, as we continue to read, but he made himself of no reputation. He took on the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient even unto the death. Even on the cross of Calvary, Jesus was still serving. He came as a servant and he left as a servant. How about you and I? We want to be so much like God. And the Bible says, love one another. In other words, serve one another. When the Bible says, husbands, love your wife, what he's trying to say is that husbands, serve your wives. Serve your wife, and your wife will be humbled enough to follow your leadership. Serve her, and don't wait for her to serve you. The culture has been displaying it wrongly to us. Husbands ought to serve their wives. Because when the Bible says love her, that means serve her. Beloved, only the sick needs attention. If you are seeking attention, then you must be sick. But the Bible says we must be in good health and prosper so that we can serve others. Jesus was the great shepherd. And when a sheep is lost, he goes after that sheep and places the sheep on his shoulders, the strongest part of the body. Have you put anybody on your shoulders lately? Have you gone to seek the welfare of somebody else that is backslidden? Somebody hasn't been coming to church. Have you gone to find out where they are? What is going on with them? Beloved, we have been commissioned with much, and we ought to not fail God in this character of being humble and meek and serving one another. God bless you today. Go out there on the job. Be the difference maker on the job. When everybody wants to be served, be the one to pick up the towel and the basin of water to wash other people's feet. God bless you today. Let us go and reflect the image of a servant, the image of Christ. Shalom.